Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real-life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
This is a great story about diligence. So it's about diligence, but the lead-in to it is about secondary suites. So secondary suites have their own rules in every city and town and municipality. The big contrast is Calgary versus Edmonton. So in Edmonton, they changed the zoning so that you can put secondary suites in almost every area of Edmonton. They're there. The planning department's in full support of it. And as they support legal suites and making illegal suites into legal suites, they're also cracking down on illegal ones. And so it's a pretty good situation in Edmonton, and they have a grant program. Calgary's different. It's only in certain areas. You know, you need to have the right zoning. They're not all over the cities. Council is split on what they should do. The planning department's pretty enthusiastic, but council isn't. So it's a different situation here in Calgary. Totally different situation. So in Calgary, you know, if you find a spot where you could put in a secondary suite, that's like gold. And so I heard from one of our members who thought she found the perfect scenario. So she sent me an email, and so I'm just going to read the email. No names. We don't give names out here. Hi, Barry. Thought you might find this interesting. A possible tale from the trenches for Calgary. Been pursuing a house in Mayland Heights. Great lot, raised bungalow, existing suite from 1960. However, the city only knew about it as a single family home. No problem, I thought. I'll just update it to legal status once I purchase it. It's RC2, so it's a permitted use. However, after pulling title, I found there was something registered against the title called zoning regulations subject to Calgary International Airport zoning regulations. First call to the city, they said it probably only applied to noise, and yes, we could build a suite. Super. All excited. But something just didn't feel right to me, so I did more research. I looked up the property according to the Airport Vicinity Protection Area, AVPA, regulations. And after looking up the regulations and asking the city to look into it, we found out that the property can never be more than a single-family home. So no secondary suite, no infill, development exit strategy. We never put in the offer. Our JVs once again mentioned how pleased they were working with us as our meticulous due diligence saved us from making a $500,000 mistake. Now, there was also a follow-up story later from CBC that City Council of Calgary is asking the provincial government to relax those regulations so that you can put secondary suites in or other low-rise things. Because really, I mean, what are those zoning regulations about? They're about not building so high that airplanes are going to run into them. So that would have to be a pretty good raised basement suite, wouldn't it, before it would. That'd have to be out of the ground a lot. So that's going on. I mean, there is this conversation going on with council, and they're asking the provincial government, but it isn't done yet. So I'm going to say this again, but I want to say it right now. The key was when our member talked to the city and said, can I legalize the existing suite? They said, probably. You can probably do it. That is not an answer to a diligence question. Probably is not the answer. You need yes or no. Now, logically, if you just relied on logic, you'd go, I mean, it's a basement suite. These are about airports and planes and pathways, flight pathways. I'm sure that logically, why would they care about a basement suite? But logic would be wrong, wouldn't it? So what did we learn? Airport vicinity protection regulations prevent secondary suites in Calgary. So, if you're ever looking to buy near the airport, you got to get a copy of the title. And when do you get a copy of the title? When you're ready to make an offer. You don't get a copy of the title every time you see a nice house and go, oh, that's good. I should get a copy of the title. Spend 10 bucks and get it or whatever it is. When you're ready to make an offer, before you make your offer, you get the title, you read it, and you look. And if you see something like zoning regulations or a matrimonial dispute or somebody's filed a caveat, then you dig deeper. I know, you know, 99% of the time when you get the title, there's nothing on it to bother you, right? 99% of the time. But we're talking about the diligence that will stop. In this case, it would have been $500,000 to buy this house, and you wouldn't have been able to put in the suite. That was a good bit of diligence to do. So we've said reviewing title is basic diligence, and when you do it, hold on. Do the title review before you make the offer. I'll say it again. Don't accept probably as the answer to your diligence question. And then lastly, I'm thinking to myself, I mean, there's airports all over Alberta, isn't there? There's lots of airports. If you're ever buying near an airport in Alberta, find out about whether or not those airport vicinity zoning regulations stop you. What's the zone around the airport? You know, how do you figure that out? The regulations define the zone. If you look in the regulations, it'll say it runs from here to here to here, and there's diagrams, and you can find out. So that's, don't accept probably. Get title searches before you're ready to put in an offer. It's where the zoning regulations extend to, and, you know, it's not just exactly near the airport. So you can get fooled. It is right in the flight path. It's not near, but it's in the flight path. I mean, I guess they don't come in and 500 yards out go, you know, it's this long, slow go. When I was driving down today, I'm following a plane in and I'm going, I'm catching up to him. How fast is this guy going? Like he was right up there floating along and I'm checking my speedometer. Yeah, 120. Man, I don't know.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.